Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the editor-in-chief of the Quarterly Review of Film and Video, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and ours, all ours, Robin Hood Radio's very own critic. He joins us weekly. The films Don't Worry, Darling, Dark Glasses, and God's Country. Now, again, this is just like a couple prepositions, and we've got a book going here.
You could make a veritable novel out of these titles. I totally agree. I'm not sure what the novel would be about.
Does it matter?
I'm more or less sure what these movies are about. Anyway, they are, let's say, of varying quality. And I'd like to start off with Don't Worry, Darling, which is the one that's getting all the buzz these days. This was directed by Olivia Wilde, and she is best known, I think, for her movie of just a very few years ago called Booksmart. And she has now made it's sort of a science fiction movie, and it's sort of a critique of modern society, except that it seems to take place in the middle of the 20th century, so the society is not all that modern. It appears to be a critique of materialism and patriarchy, all sorts of things like that. And I think that's all great topics. I just don't think this is a great movie. One of the reasons why this movie has been getting so much buzz, and it's not been particularly good buzz, is that apparently there are tremendous conflicts and feuds and fights that took place while the movie was being made. This involved just the vague outlines of it. It involved Olivia Wilde, who directed it. It involved some of the actors, Florence Pugh, Harry Styles, Chris Pine. And I really don't care about the ins and outs of these various feuds and whatnot. But the movie has been getting talk, and a lot of people were sort of lying in wait for it, I think, because they took sides in this feud when it was reported sort of in the tabloids. And anyway, now the movie is out. And to tell you the truth, I found it just not a very interesting film. In fact, even though it's a movie that's long, it's a little over 2 hours, it has all kinds of people in it. It has all kinds of fancy settings. It has all kinds of exotic themes and plot devices and things like that. I found the whole thing rather dull, which was to my surprise, but I kind of did. So anyway, here we are. We are somewhere back, apparently around the middle of the 1950s, and we are in a place, a sort of a utopian community, where you have all these people who feel it's called the Victory, and we have all these people who work there and live there, and they feel they are enormously privileged, and they are just they are the top of the world. They are the equivalent of today's big high-tech zillionaires. They are at the forefront of the technology of their time, but they don't seem to be sure of exactly what it is they're working on, but they know it's very important, and they know that it's at the very top level of the science of the day. Now, the big thing about the movie is that the men all go off to work every day, and that's made very much of, and all this parody of sort of 1950s Eisenhower age conformism. The men back their cars out of the driveway at exactly the same time in exactly the same way, and they drive away from their identical houses in exactly the same way. Then they go off to work, and the women are left to be home, to do the cooking and the cleaning and looking after the kids, if there are any, and that kind of thing. And the men, in the meanwhile, sort of worry about getting a promotion and getting a raise and getting a this and a that. And the women, on the other hand, are discontented, and they're not very happy. At least some of them are not very happy, especially our main character is not very happy. And so that's basically the setup for this movie. And what we do is we get to follow the ins and outs of the various intrigues that take place, and we see the men fighting for their promotions, and we see the women taking care of things at home. And tension develops among them. And our main character, whose name is Alice, and she is played by Florence Pugh, she decides that she wants to find out more about all this. And one day, because of something that she sees, by the way, this is all in the desert. This is a desert community. So as soon as you drive outside of the planned community of Victory, you are in the desert, and everybody is told, don't go in the desert. Horrible things happen in the desert. and one young couple among all the young couples at the Victory Community. Actually, the woman went out into the desert with their child, and the child has not been seen since, and this is a terrible trauma for everybody. So anyway, our main character, Alice, goes out into the desert. She sees something that she shouldn't see, and the next thing you know, she's involved in trying to find out more about the community and more about what's really going on. And this now brings in another main character, Frank, who runs the whole place, played by Chris Pine. And I don't think I've mentioned that Harry Styles plays Alice's husband, Jack. So we have all of these various intrigues and whatnots going on, all the while Alice trying to find out more about the real nature of the community, the real nature of what her husband and all the other men are doing, et cetera, et cetera. So it sounds like it could have been suspenseful. It sounds like it could have been really, you know, a story full of tension and surprises and whatnot. And all through it, I was thinking about a very old movie and a pretty old remake, The Stepford Wives. It is so much like The Stepford Wives. Of course, the premise is not that of The Stepford Wives. These are actual human beings. But you know, I've thought of that a lot. And of course, Mad Men is all over this movie with the mid-20th century setting and characters and conformity and all of that stuff. So anyway, I found the movie rather a dull science fiction rehash of other movies that were more original in their own day. And I just didn't much take to Don't Worry, Darling. So I'm not worried about it. It's not one of the worst movies of the year, but it certainly is very, very far from being one of the best or even one of the very good ones. To me, Don't Worry, Darling kind of added up to not a whole lot of anything. And I think Florence Pugh is talented. Midsommar, good movie. Little Women, good movie. She was in those. I think there are much better achievements on her part and as movies than Don't Worry, Darling. So don't worry about it, Jill, but I don't recommend Don't Worry, Darling. Now for our next movie, which again is very, very different. Now, Dark Glasses. This is a movie by the Italian filmmaker Dario Argento, who is very famous, you know, in certain circles for making horror movies. That's what he does. He's one of the main directors of what's called in the Italian movie circles giallo, which are movies that are dark and horrific and scary and all of that. They're basically Italian horror movies, a certain kind of Italian horror movie that usually features a fair amount of blood and gore and sort of real world themes more than straight out supernaturalism or monster movies, but that's basically what they are. So Dario Argento was one of the major figures of giallo. He's been around for a very, very long time. His first feature came out way back in 1970, and he is now well up in his 80s, but he's still making movies and he still has a fair amount of energy. And Dark Glasses is his latest movie, and it is a pretty energetic film, and I found it not a bad film at all. Now, some of his famous movies from the past, and these are some of his early titles, The Bird with the Crystal Plumage, The Cat of Nine Tails, Suspiria, Tenebrae. These are all movies which have sort of scary, strange, odd titles, and he's made a lot of movies since then. But usually his movies turn out to me to be less exotic and less scary than their titles make them sound. I've always found it, the titles are often the best parts of his movies. He knows what he's doing, but I really feel that even right up through this moment, he's only made one really excellent movie, which was his film Suspiria back in 1977, which was recently remade by another filmmaker, and it's an excellent remake too. And Suspiria is a really good, scary horror movie that takes place in a dance academy, and it does all kinds of weird stuff and inexplicable stuff and all of that. So, now having talked a little bit about Dario Argento, and he is, again, a very major figure in the giallo scene, in the Italian horror scene. Again, he's pretty old now, but he's still making movies, and his most recent film is Dark Glasses. And the title well suits the film. The main character is a sex worker, and at the very beginning of the movie, we see her ply her trade. And I have to say, the movie starts out with a pretty good account of what makes sex work such a horrible profession, in my opinion at least, because it is dangerous. You are constantly being sort of isolated with men you don't know. So there she is, her name is Diana, and she is doing her job, and she is servicing various men, and one after another, and that's what she does, and she's pretty high-end, so she makes some pretty good money and all of that. But then a terrible thing happens. She is in a horrific accident, a car accident, an automobile accident, and at the end of it, she's alive, and she's okay, except once she recovers, she has lost her sight. She is now completely blind, and she will probably never get her sight back again. So now we have a very, very terrible dilemma for our main character. And she also gets involved with a little boy, a little Chinese boy named Chin. And he becomes her sort of companion, and he's helping her out. and she wants to adopt him. And I won't get into that whole area of the story, but he's a really important character in this movie because, before you know it, Diana is on the run from a horrible, mysterious killer who has been causing terrible, terrible mayhem in the world that she inhabits. So there is our premise for the movie. After a little while, we have Diana, having totally lost her sight, traveling around or moving around with this little Chinese boy named Chin, who speaks good Italian, by the way, who helps her around and guides her. She's also got, by the way, a seeing eye dog, which is a lot of help. But they are both on the run from this horrible killer, and that is the suspenseful premise of the movie. So, how did I like the film? It turns out that a lot of people are not liking this movie very much. People who have followed Argento's career and who are fans of giallo and so forth are feeling this is sort of a letdown from him. Now, since I never regarded him as a great filmmaker, a good filmmaker, an interesting filmmaker, a filmmaker who was definitely specialized in the giallo horror genre for decades, I've never regarded him as any sort of a great filmmaker, and I really rather enjoyed Dark Glasses. I think it's a good, solid example of Italian horror. So if that's the sort of thing you like, then you should by all means see Dark Glasses. It's a good, scary horror movie. There are not a whole lot of over-the-top, gory, violent, bloodthirsty scenes in it, but there are a few. And so if you don't want to see that sort of thing, then definitely stay away from Dark Glasses. And there's a nice dog in it, and there's a nice little boy in it. And I just found it generally a reasonably suspenseful, very well-shot, very good-looking movie. So Dark Glasses, take off those dark glasses. Go see it if you're a fan of horror, and especially if you're a fan of Italian horror, and especially if you're a fan of Dario Argento, because he has many of them internationally. And our final movie for today, Jill, is called God's Country. And this is directed by Julian Higgins, who's only made a couple of features so far in his career. And this one is really my favorite of the three movies. We have here the wonderful Thandiwe Newton. She has always gone under the name Thandi Newton, but she comes from Zimbabwean ancestry, even though she grew up in England. And she has now gone back and used this traditional name, Thandiwe Newton. She's still just as gorgeous and as gifted as ever. I was delighted to see her in this movie. And she stars as a college professor who is living in the middle of nowhere. The movie was filmed in Montana, and that is where she is. And she teaches at a little college out somewhere there in Montana, and there's mountains all around, and there's a lot of isolation. And she's involved in department politics. You know, a famous line often, and by the way, I love all this stuff because I've been a college professor for many, many years. There's a famous line often attributed to Henry Kissinger, which is that academic feuds, academic conflicts within academic departments are so vicious because the stakes are so low. That is really what is going on here. She's involved in feuds with other members of the department, and it has to do with diversity and inclusion and that sort of thing. She's a black woman who is teaching in what is apparently a largely white college. And anyway, she's involved in these various feuds within her department, but they are verbal feuds. There are feuds where people have arguments in department meetings and that sort of thing. Then she gets involved in a much more serious feud. Namely, a couple of hunters have been parking on her property, and she doesn't like that. She doesn't like that these people are doing this, these men. They've never asked her permission. She just doesn't want them around. And she asks them not to do it. But they keep doing it. So she gets into a conflict with them. And it looks like these guys, especially one of the two, might be dangerous. So now she's in a feud with a couple of hunters who carry guns and might be really dangerous. Well, pretty soon she gets the local law involved. The local deputy sheriff, who is the acting sheriff, while the real sheriff is away because of a conflict that he's been in. And so now we have her involved with a deputy sheriff, but he's the only law person for the entire area. And he can only take care of just so much, so he's not going to be much to help to her. So now we have our main character, played by the wonderful Thandiwe Newton. Her name is Sandra, and she's involved in verbal feuds within her department, and she's involved in what seems to be on the verge of becoming a real physical feud and possibly a very dangerous feud with these hunters on her property. Now, here's what makes the movie so fascinating. As the film proceeds, we discover more and more that Sandra is a troubled person. She has psychological conflicts within herself that are maybe more serious than these feuds she is having with her academic department and even with these two hunters. And as time goes by, we learn more about her past. She's from New Orleans. She went through some of the hurricane trauma there. She lost her mother partly because of that. And she herself is troubled and perhaps even disturbed disturbed in ways that complicate everything else that's going on in the movie. As it goes along, God's country becomes more and more complicated psychologically. The plot takes many unexpected turns. There are some scenes in it that I think are badly done. There's a scene when she has a long heart-to-heart conversation with one of those possibly evil hunters in a church, which I felt was way overdone. But mainly, the movie just grows more intricate, more intimate, and I think more dramatic as it goes along. So the three movies I've talked about today, Jill, God's Country is the one to see. I think it's a really solid picture with yet another wonderful performance by the wonderful Thandiwe Newton. And that is my somewhat international story this week, Jill.
For which we thank you, as ever and always, David Sterrett. Films in Focus, the films Don't Worry, Darling, Dark Glasses, and God's Country.